Turn, please, to the book of 1 John, the third chapter. Page 1323 in your Scofield Bible. We'll be reading just three verses from 1 John, two from the third chapter, another verse from the fourth chapter. And we'll read these verses all together. 1 John chapter 3, and the first verse we'll read together is verse 3, and then verse 7. Let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. Let's read together verse 3 of chapter 3 of 1 John. Ready? And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And now verse 7 together. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Chapter 4 and verse 17. Okay, let's read it. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. And let's pray. And Father, we thank you so much. Our church means so much to us, and of course, the things that we feel and experience here are the stuff of which memories are made. Thank you for this evening now and for this service. Pray that you'd bless and give to our preacher thy power in special measure. Bless, we pray. Give us carefulness more than usual to hear thy word as it's preached. In Jesus' name, amen.
Say that I'll not be bringing as long a message as usual. I was up in Milwaukee preaching last week, and a fellow walked up and he said, "I get your tapes every week." He said, "I cringe when you say the sermon will not be as long as usual." He said, "I know then I'll not get to hear the last of the sermon because the tape will not be long enough for it." So I'll not say that, but if I were to say anything right now, it would be that the sermon will not be as long as usual tonight. We read a while ago, and I read for you again, a wonderful verse. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Now, why do we have that boldness? Why will we have that boldness in the day of judgment? It says this, because as he is, so are we in this world. That's both my text and the title of my message tonight. As he is, so are we in this world. Holy Father, I pray that you'd give me tonight your mind and your spirit and your grace and your love as I bring this wonderful, wonderful truth. May I adorn it properly as I speak on this passage. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For 11 years, I think it was, I went to the Southside Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. The early years was I went alone the first years, and then in the last years that I preached there, I went with Dr. John Rice. While I was there alone preaching about 1965 with Dr. Harold Seitler, the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina, I was enraptured and captured by one statement, and that is the statement that I read a while ago. As he is, so are we in this world. And I started that week, in fact, I concluded it also that week, with a Cruden's Concordance, and every help I could find, I made a study that week. I'm sure I studied 15 hours on one subject, and that subject was Christ-likeness. I checked every word in the Bible that said anything, had anything to do with being like Jesus. John 14, 12, Philippians 2, 5, and many other passages that deal with Christ-likeness. One of those passages, of course, was 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are we in this world. And I think that's certainly here. I think that we ought to be in this world like Christ would be if he were here physically. I think we ought to love like he loved. I think we ought to work like he worked. I think we ought to pray like he prayed. They said when they heard him pray, "Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples." I think we ought to have the same mind of Christ. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." So I do not think that applying this verse thusly is wrong. There is, however, a far deeper meaning than that to this verse. As he is, so are we in this world. Notice the present tense both times. Not as he was while he was here, so are we in this world. It does not say as he is, so we should be in this world. It does not say as he was, so we should be in this world. It says as he is now, present tense, so are we now, present tense, in this world. It means he is in heaven at the right hand of the Father. I am on earth. And yet it says, as he is, so am I. As he is right now in heaven, so am I on in this world. Now, what is he now? I want to give you what I think is the deeper meaning of this verse. What is he now? Whatever he is now is what I am in this world. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever relationship he has with the Father, whatever condition he has tonight, I have that same relationship and that same condition. For as he is, so are we, so am I in this world. Now I want to call your attention tonight several things that he is, so you can find out what we are in this world. In the first place, tonight Jesus is sinless in the sight of the Father. He sits tonight at the right hand of the Father, and the Father proclaims him sinless. Not one single sin did Jesus ever commit. Consequently, he sits tonight and is standing with the Father. He is one of perfect righteousness and sinlessness. Now, the Bible says, as he is, so are we. Present tense, as he now is, so are we now in this world. What does that mean? That means then if Jesus tonight in heaven is sinless in the sight of the Father, bless your heart, so am I. That means tonight I am sinless in the sight of the Father. As he is tonight, so am I, and so are we in this world. You see, when God saved me, God imputed my sins to Jesus. That word impute means to put to the account of. God placed every sin of my life and of yours on the account of Jesus Christ. Jesus stood before the Father, and our sins were recorded or accounted or imputed to him. And God saw him with our sins imputed to him, and God said, guilty, and Jesus dipped his own soul into the fires of hell and the torments of the damned in order that he may pay the penalty for my sins. So just as the fact when God saw Jesus on Calvary and the Father turned his back upon his Son and Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Even so, as God saw Jesus with my record, praise God tonight, he sees me with Jesus' record tonight. As he is, so are we in this world. And he is sinless in the sight of the Father. I love Romans 4:8. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now let's take that word impute again. It means place to the account of, put on the record of. God will not put
my sin on my record. Now, that does not mean tonight that we will not be punished on earth for our sins. That does not mean that our sins will not cause us physical discomfort. But, brother, as far as my record in heaven and my eternal standing is concerned, when I commit a sin, the Father, the devil says, put that down. And the Father says, I will not impute sin to Jack Hiles. And I make a mistake and I have an evil thought. And the devil says, write that down. And the Father says, it's already been paid for. That sin was paid for by Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And God said, I will not impute it. And the devil says, put this one down. And God says, I will not. And the devil says, put this one down. And God says, I will not. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, God covered you in the spotless robe of His own righteousness. And God sees you tonight as sinless as the Lord Jesus Christ. As He is, so are we. I think I'm about to have a spell. As He is, so are we in this world. My sins are covered by the spotless robe of His own righteousness. And I tonight, as I stand behind this pulpit, have the same standing that Jesus has, sinless in the eyes of God the Father. Now there's a word there I want to call your attention. Blessed. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. That word blessing is an interesting word. It is a word that covers all of the good things, good words of our vocabulary. It means happy is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Tonight, and by the way, that's one reason why you grumble all the time. That's why you gripe so much and complain so much. It looks like to me that if anybody who's been covered by the righteousness of Jesus Christ, it looks like to me we ought not to have a thing to gripe about. We ought to be shouting all the time. Happy, happy is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. That word blessed wraps up a bunch of words. Contented is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Joyous is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now, as He is, so are we in this world. In the first place, He is sinless in the sight of the Father, and tonight I am sinless in the sight of the Father. You say, you must think you're something. No, I think He's something. Now there's a second relationship. Let me go back to that for a second. I don't want to leave that. I checked into a motel room last week in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, the pastor had already been there and put his credit card. Pastor said to the motel clerk, now, Dr. Jack Hiles is going to check in here, and you charge everything he buys while he's here to my account. But when I checked out, I looked at the bill, and there was my room. I didn't have to pay a thing. Why? It's charged to his account. There were the meals that I had eaten. And I had signed for meals, $3,416. And the meals I had eaten, and they were charged to his account. Bless God tonight. Three cheers for Jesus. Every sin of my life was charged to his account. And he stood condemned before God, bearing your sin and my sin. And, as the old country preacher said, they has done been paid for. Now, as he is, so are we in this world. As he is sinless in the sight of the Father, so are we in this world. That makes it so much better than you're trying to join the church to get to heaven. Trying to get baptized to get to heaven. Confess your sins to El Papa to get to heaven. Why don't you trust the Savior? Romans 4:5. Susanna Wesley's favorite verse, Romans 4:5. Forgotten all of a sudden. What is it? Romans 4:5. It's in the Bible here.
I've known it all my life, but all of a sudden I've lost my mind.
But to him that worketh not, I'm not reading, look, I know it now. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, not only is he sinless in the sight of the Father, and whatever he is tonight, I am. Is that right? As he is there, so am I here. Second thing, he has access tonight to the throne of grace. Tonight, he has direct access to God's throne. Now, if as he is, so are we in this world, that means just as really as Jesus has access to the throne of grace, so I likewise have access to the throne of grace. Remember years ago, my mama came to the office here. This has been about 25, 30 years ago. And our offices, as you know, lined up there, and one after the other, and you walk down a hall and you pass them all. And so my mama was going to see what came in to see me. Well, I forget who of those days was in the office, but she passed by the first secretary, and the secretary said to Ms. Hiles, "Can I help you, please?" And my mama said, "I'm going to go see my boy." And the secretary said, "I'll call, see if he can see you." Mama said, "Forget it, sweetie. I'm his mother." She walked right by. She came to the next office. Secretary said, "Hello, Miss Hiles. What can I do for you?" She said, "I've come to see my boy." She said, "Well, I'll check and see if he can see you." She said, "Forget it, sweetie. I'm his mama." She went by every door, and every woman that tried to stop her, she said, "Forget it, sweetie. I'm his mama." It so happened I was just walking out of my office door. She walked in. She said, "Hello, son. I just came by to see you." She didn't have to stop Ms. O'Brien. She didn't have to stop Mrs. Proper. She didn't have to stop at Mrs. McKinney. She didn't have to stop at Mrs. Everybody else that works there. She just came right on to see her son. Well, I come to God, and the priest stopped me. I say, "Forget it, sweetie. I'm his son." And then the cardinal stopped me. I don't care if it's a cardinal, the Dodgers, or the Cubs. I'd come straight through. Then the cardinal stopped me, and I say, "Forget it, sweetie. I'm his son." And then El Papa from the Vatican City himself, with all of his beautiful bathrobes that he wears, the Pope says, "Hold it, hold it." I said, "Forget it, sweetie. I am his son." And the Virgin Mary stops me. The Virgin Mary herself. And she says, "Son," I said, "Jack, you got to go through me." I said, "Forget it, sweetie. I'm his son." If Jesus has access to God's throne tonight, bless God, I have access, because as he is, so are we in this world. I can come to God for myself. You've heard the story, but I thought of it all of a sudden. Pat the Irishman. Pat got saved. He got him a Bible. The priest, his priest, local priest, didn't know Pat got saved. One day he came by and saw Pat reading the Bible. And the priest said, "Pat, you can't read that Bible for yourself. I'm supposed to read it and tell you what it says." And Pat said, "But Father, in 1 Peter 2:2, I found a verse. Says, desire the sincere milk of the Word. And I'm just drinking the milk. That's all I'm doing." And the priest said, the father said, he said, "But Pat, this is the way it is. I'm the milkman. I bring the milk to you. And you drink what I bring to you." Pat looked up with a smile on his face and said, "Father, I've been drinking that milk you've been bringing to me for a long time. And I just decided to get my own cow. Bless God, I got my own cow tonight." And you can come to this Bible just like I can. And you can come to God's throne just like I can. And all of us, praise God, can come to God's throne just like Jesus can. Because as he is, so are we in this world. That isn't all. Don't forget our text. As he is, so are we in this world. Present tense. As he now is there, so are we now here. Not only am I sinless in the sight of the Father because he is, I have access to the throne of grace because He is. But there's something else that Jesus is tonight, and that is, He's God's Son. He's God's Son. Now, this relationship of the Son of God did not come. Jesus has always been the second person listed in the Trinity. And He's always been God. But His relationship as the Son of God, saying our Father, did not come until the Incarnation. Because, you see, the Virgin Mary was conceived with a child. And Joseph, her fiancé, it's a stronger word than that, but Joseph was said to Mary, said to God, he said, Joseph was about to put her aside because the law said that they could put her aside. And the Holy Spirit sent by a messenger and said, Joseph, fear not to take unto thee Mary to thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Somebody tell the Methodists that. Somebody tell the Presbyterians that. Somebody tell all American Baptists that. Jesus is virgin born. And nothing irritates me anymore than for somebody to call my Savior a liar and an illegitimate child. Either Jesus is God's virgin-born son, or Mary was a harlot, and He's an illegitimate child. And I don't intend to stay in a good humor with that crowd that says that. But now, wait a minute. As He is, so are we. Tonight, He is the Son of God. If He's the Son of God, I likewise am the Son of God. John 3:5 says that I have been born of the Spirit of God. When Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem's manger, He was born of the Holy Spirit that conceived in the womb of Mary. And I, when I was a little lad, not quite 11 years of age, I was born again. And I was born of the Spirit of God. Now, I'm not as good as Jesus is, and I'm a long ways from it. But bless God, I am as much a Son of God tonight as Jesus Christ Himself. Talk about losing salvation. If I can lose mine, He can lose His, because as He is, so are we in this world. Yeah, if I can lose what I got, He can lose what we got, because He got born the same way. You can't unborn anything. I'm my mama's boy and always will be my mama's boy. I'm my daddy's boy and always will be my daddy's boy. And I'm a child of God and always will be a child of God. Why? Because I was born by the Holy Spirit the same way that Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary. So tonight, if you let me say this, and if you don't let me say it, I'm going to say it anyway. I am as saved as Jesus is. I'm not as good as He is, but I'm as saved as He is. And I am as sure tonight to go to heaven as Jesus is to spend eternity in heaven Himself. I'm a child of the King. A child of the King. Oh, glory to God. I'm a child of the King. As He is, so are we in this world. How is He there? He's sinless in the sight of the Father. So I am sinless in the sight of the Father. What is He there? He has access to the throne of grace. So I have access to the throne of grace. He is the Son of God. And I then am a Son of God. Number four, something else that He is tonight with our text, as He is, present tense, so are we, present tense in this world. As He is there, perfect and blameless in the sight of God. I am here, perfect and blameless in the sight of God. As He is there, has access to the Father. I here have access to the Father. As He there is a Son of God, I here am a Son of God. Something else He is tonight. He is an heir of God. The Bible says the day is going to come when the Father is going to deliver the kingdom to the Son. And Jesus will leave His priestly work, because we'll all be there then and be like Him, and He won't need to do His priestly work anymore. And the Father will give the kingdom to the Son. What does that mean? That means that everything that belongs to the Father, Jesus is an heir of all of it. Back to our text. As He is, so are we in this world. If He is an heir of God, I am an heir of God. Romans 8:17 says, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The word New Testament means that. The word New Testament means new will. New will. God has a will. And that will was to give Jesus everything. And the will is not effective until there is death. And when Jesus died on the cross, all that He had belongs to me. That means I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. It's awful hard to keep this sermon short because there's so many things I want to say. I could stand up here. No, I won't do it. But I could stand up here the rest of the night and I could just tell you everything that Jesus is. Just name what He is. So am I. Just name it. I am the same thing. Yeah, I mean, whatever He is, I am. As He is, so are we in this world. I won't act it out tonight, but you know the story. How that when the Jewish boy became an adult, on his birthday when he became an adult, he was taken by his father down to a public place called the Bema, sort of a big platform out in the open where the city folks would gather to have the news read to them and things like that. And that father would, the day that the boy became an adult, he had been wearing a certain kind of a coat all those years. The coat was a miner's coat, the coat of a miner, or a child. And if a boy wanted to wear the adult coat, and on the day he became an adult, the father took him in front of all of the people of the city in what was called the Bema, B-E-M-A, Bema. And he would tell the people of the city, ladies and gentlemen, this is my son. Today he becomes an adult. He would take that coat that symbolized minor, being a minor, off of him and place on him the coat that signified he was an adult. And every boy looked forward to that day when he could wear that adult coat. And then he would put his arms around his son and say, son, ladies and gentlemen, this is my son. Son, thou art my son. Son, today inherit my name. Son, today inherit my wealth. Son, today you become an adult. And the day is going to come when Jesus comes in the clouds of glory and I rise in my new body, when I'll stand at the Bema. In fact, the word judgment seat's called the Bema in the Bible. And my Heavenly Father will put His arms around me and He'll say, today you become an adult. And today, you are my son. Inherit my name. Inherit my wealth. All that's mine is yours. Oh, quit worrying about how much money you got or don't have here. We're not here long. Tent or a cottage? Why should I care? They're building the universe for me over there. I'm an heir of God. Jesus is an heir of God. And as He is, so am I in this world. That isn't all. Tonight, at the right hand of the Father in the glory world, Jesus possesses everlasting life. No way Jesus will ever quit living. I am. I lived. I died, He said. I rose again. I am He who was and was dead and alive forevermore. He has everlasting life. As He is, so are we in this world. He tonight possesses everlasting life up there. As He is, I possess everlasting life down here. Now listen. You don't get everlasting life when you die. You get everlasting life when you're saved. Now, if you can get saved and lose it in 10 months, you didn't get everlasting life. You got 10-month life. You can get saved and lose it in 5 years. You didn't get everlasting life. You got 5-year life. But my Bible said, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, tonight, I have it. Bless God. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Quit fretting. He said, "Well, how's I got saved and I'd like to get unsaved now." You ought to thought about that before you got aboard. It's too late, sorry. Too late. Because you didn't get saved. Listen, if you got saved by being good, you get lost by being bad. If you got saved by joining the church, you get lost by quitting the church. If you got saved by turning over a new leaf, you get lost if you turn the leaf over again. But if you got saved by being born again, you can't undo that. You can't undo it. I will live as long as Jesus does. Jesus has as much chance of losing his relationship with the Father and being cast into the fires of hell as I do. You say, "Aren't you afraid to say that?" Not on your... No way. No, I'm happy to say it. I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. He gave it to me. Quit fretting about it. "Oh, Brother Hart, I got mad and beat my wife. That's not a sin. That's just good judgment." But you didn't get saved by not beating your wife. So you can't get lost when you beat her. So, have at it. Glory to God. All I did was take it. Take it. I'm so sick and tired of these deeper life Pharisees talking about easy believism and calling soul winners easy believism, easy believism. You listen to me, brother. Everybody in this world who's ever realized that he was a sinner and realized that sinners are under the condemnation of Almighty God and realized that Jesus Christ came as a virgin, lived a perfect life, filled full and fulfilled the law, and paid the penalty for our sins and rose again after 72 hours as our high priest, and everybody who's ever said, "I believe it and I'll take it," is as saved as Jesus Christ himself. As he is, so are we in this world. Look at little old me tonight. I mean, big old me. I'm reaching my potential. But look at me tonight. I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I'm going to be. Bless God, not what I used to be either. But tonight, because of Him, as He is, so am I in this world. Why don't you quit laughing and listen to me? Court after a while. Talk to your boyfriend later. Listen to me while I'm preaching. Boy, I'm worried about Christians get more excited about little Chanel number 5. You can't even let her alone for 35, 40 minutes while a preacher's telling you, "As he is, so are we in this world." Why don't you shout? Why don't you praise God? Why don't you say glory? I mean, everything that Jesus is, I am tonight. All of it. All of it. All of it. I am. Now, that don't make you give everything to God. Nothing will. Nothing will. You folks not tithing, you little pusillanimous, pussyfooting, petrified, punk-headed. Anyhow, how dare you? How dare you stand just like Jesus does tonight in the sight of God the Father? How dare you do it and not give Him your all? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. See, from His hands, His head, His feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, and my all. Let Him have it, your all tonight. Jesus, I my cross have taken all to leave and follow Thee. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence, daily live. Why? Because as He is, so are we in this world. Our Heavenly Father, what a blessed truth. What a wonderful verse. What a wonderful reality. Tonight you see me in Christ, sinless as far as my judicial record in heaven is concerned. What a blessed truth. Tonight I have the same access to the Father that Jesus has. Tonight I am a son of God, just like Jesus is. Tonight I'm an heir of God, just like Jesus is. Tonight I have everlasting life, just like Jesus does. Because as He is, so are we in this world.